quarter to six. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a 53-degree Tuesday. Jason Kahn's in the other end of the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we getting beautiful weather, maybe a little bit cooler tomorrow and Thursday, but people just loving this. This is what you live in Wisconsin for, right?
Yeah, I saw a friend of mine say that yesterday, too, that this is the time of year we live for.
Yeah.
It's nice to have these 2 weeks, a couple times a year, that we can really enjoy Wisconsin.
Two weeks? Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, it's beautiful out there. You know, it's amazing. Listening to the birds this morning and watching everything turning green, it's amazing out there.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I had a bit of a cold just kind of sneak up on me a couple of days ago. So, I mean, it's like, do you ever get that where you kind of feel it inching up? And then I know I'm supposed to do above and beyond. Should the Shahai girls win in softball today? I'm supposed to cover their regional final game on Thursday. So it's kind of like, and kind of one of the things I do for a living is talk. So it's like, you need your voice, you know? So anyhow.
Hard to be silent, yes.
Trying to go with tea and apple cider vinegar and zinc and vitamin C and everything. So, anyhow.
I don't have any other recommendations for you other than trying not to use your voice.
But yeah.
Like you said, that's really hard in your in your line of work.
Right. So. I had something. Do you ever get vulnerability hangovers?
Oh, my gosh. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely have had that. So tell me about yours.
Well, explain to people what they are, because I thought you probably did.
Yeah. So a vulnerability hangover, it's when you're with someone and you decide to share something deep and personal, and then you leave that and think, my goodness, I don't know if I should have shared that.
Yeah.
And so you start to have all sorts of feelings around it.
Right. And it could be individuals. I think we had a Teamwork Africa board meeting last night. It was like 6 to 7:30. It's on Zoom. You've got people of Minnesota, Madison, Maiden Rock, my wife and I. And it's just kind of near the end. I hadn't said all that much. And then afterwards, I mean, just that all that doubt, all that, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. You know, I went too far.
Yeah.
But then I lean it. People might go, well, why do you do it over and over? Because vulnerability is good. Because living by faith in an effort to be authentic, you ought to have them from time to time.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think that versus the opposite is definitely preferable. You know, I definitely think we want to put ourselves out there. And as we do that, I mean, from the garden, right? I mean, we tend to feel this desire to shame and toward hiding. And yet I think one of the best ways we can confront that is by pressing into it, sharing authentically who we are. And and when we take that opportunity, sometimes the feels tend to catch up with us.
Anyhow, it was near the end of the meeting and I shared, you know, it's probably all fine. My wife, you know, probably it was bad. My wife would have been like, why did you say that? So she didn't say that. So anyhow.
Yes. Okay. True enough.
Remembering Tim Keller, we've got another quote today. I'm going to go with a short one. Describe the God you've rejected. Describe the God you don't believe in. Maybe I don't believe in that God either. How about that?
Yeah, I love that quote from Tim Keller. You know, I think because, again, sometimes we bring assumptions into conversations that we have. And I think he was incredibly winsome in that regard and was, you know, invited people to talk about, about God. And I think that's such an important question that we can ask as Christians or a statement to make.
And we close it out this morning, Galatians 1, 6 and 7.
Yeah, that says, I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ.
Hmm. All right. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle Galatians 1, 6, and 7 in this paragraph. My servant Paul was perplexed over the church's abandonment of my message of grace. People claiming to be Christians distort the message of the cross and end up making the gospel something other than good news, which is not the gospel at all. The good news is that my son went willingly to the cross, taking with him the sins of the whole world, yours included, to offer reconciliation through forgiveness. Full stop. There is nothing else to be added to your salvation.
I think that's an important message, that there's nothing else that we can add to God's grace. And that seems to be a key message in all of Galatians. So we'll probably see more of that.
It is. Absolutely. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Sleeping. It is so, so important. You do it for about, you know, 1/4 to 1/3 of your life, Caleb, and it determines how well you live the rest of your life.
You know, we were actually, Lindsay and I, having this conversation with our children the other day about, again, we've got some children who are night owls, some children who are early birds, and maybe talking with the night owl about the importance of going to bed a little bit earlier to get some more sleep. Here this morning, we're talking about ways to fall asleep as an adult. Sometimes I think we need more, don't always get it. Or if you're in my case, you fall asleep when you are not intending to. And that happens far too often as I've gotten into my dad years.
Having done early morning radio in the late 80s when I was finishing at the university, places you don't want to fall asleep in class. But, you know, early morning radio and then it's a little bit later, whatever. Those were some challenging times. I'm glad I've been graduated for more than 30 years. Congratulations to all of our graduates. Okay, so online people have shared some things, their experience, what they do to try to fall asleep. So some say having the fan on and 1 foot outside the covers.
It's weird that I can relate to that, but right now I definitely keep the fan on, and I don't want both feet outside the covers because it's a little chilly.
Yeah.
But 1 foot, sure, just... don't know.
That kind of strikes me as odd. Personally, I feel like that would throw me off. But okay.
Yeah, I am kind of odd. what helps you fall asleep? Answers from online. A hot shower and then a cold bed.
Okay. I have to think about that one. All right. How about noise of some kind? Rain, a video of some kind playing softly.
They need some noise. And showing how God makes us all unique, the very next person said, silence.
Yeah.
I cannot sleep with stuff like white noise.
Yeah. I can hear that. Somebody says, unfortunately, reading. I get 3 pages in and I'm out like a light. But
yes.
That is a great... I love to read to my wife aloud, and then it's just like, all right, listen, I'm ready to go, you know?
Yeah, and my problem is whenever I'm reading something where it's like the end of the day and I really have been wanting to get to this book, and then you find yourself falling asleep on the page. However, it's not as bad as times in college where I'm pretty sure I fell asleep on the textbook reading late at night and got some of the ink smeared on my face.
Yeah, for sure.
And what helps you fall asleep? One more. This person said, my Google Home thing, yeah, I don't know what it's called either, has 2 functions. Tell me the weather and play white noise at night. And I'm assuming that it's the white noise and not the weather that helps them fall asleep. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, your chance to win. And today, Havel, we're giving away a digital download, a digital copy of the film Jesus Revolution. I believe it earned more than $50 million at the box office and shocked lots of critics with the immense response. And it's continued to grow, I believe, one of the number one DVD Blu-ray purchases as well. And certainly getting a lot of traction, digital downloads. And so we want to give it to someone for free, this hit faith-based movie, Jesus Revolution.
I loved Kelsey Grammer in this movie as Pastor Chuck Smith.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen was in there as well. It was an excellent movie, again, about kind of the early life story of Greg Laurie and the Jesus People movement out there in California. Phenomenal. And thank you again to Mycon Cinemas for bringing it in. So, Jesus Revolution digital download. We can send this to you anywhere you might be in Western and Central Wisconsin if you can be the first to answer this question at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Around the world, approximately 8 million people do this each day. So approximately 8 million people around the world do this each day. What is it?
What, and again, there's more than 8 billion, but you're saying 8 million do this each day.
And now I don't believe that it's saying, just to clarify, I don't believe it's saying that 8 million people do this every single day. It's just in any given day, 8 million people do this. I think that's a better way to put it.
All right. How about floss?
Not flossing. Hopefully more. Yeah, I mean, 8 million out of 8 billion. Like, yeah,
I know. 723-2555. I like to have Mark's fun wrong guess of the week here to kick us off on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. 723-2555. Good morning. What's your guess?
Eat a good breakfast.
Eat a good breakfast. Sure. Yeah. Smart.
Good try.
Not what we're looking for.
723-2555. Again, I hope a lot more than 8 million doing that. Good morning.
Smoking.
Ooh. Not such a good one. Not smoking. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555.
Thankfully, those numbers have come way down. Good morning.
20.
What was that?
Swimming.
I think.
Swimming is a lot of fun. Not swimming, but you try again, honey. Call us back. 723-2555.
Am I mean because I just wrong buzzered the sweet little girl?
It's sort of just, I think it's your MO, so you just kind of do it for everybody. You're an equal opportunity buzzer.
Good morning.
Is it...
Go ahead.
Have some sort of school or, like, college that they go to?
Oh, sure. Going to school or going to university. Not what we're looking for, but a good guess. Yeah, I like that. Some thought in that one.
We are
but
big
it's not
among
going
the,
to school.
Big among the kids this morning. Good
we
morning.
Love it.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn. Is it calling sick to work?
Calling sick to work. It is not calling sick to work. Thanks, Evelyn. Try again.
723-2555. Evelyn graduating from college these days. So
again, recapping the question, on any given day around the globe, 8 million people do what? On any given day around the world, 8 million people do what? 715-723-2555 for a digital download of the wonderful movie Jesus Revolution.
We momentarily ran out of guesses, but we're back. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly in Shatech.
Hey, Shelly.
Is it Shop Online?
Shop Online.
Another great guess there.
Good guess. All of these really excellent guesses, not Shop Online.
723-2555, about 8 million people. Is it around the world do this every day?
Yeah.
Around the world. Not the same 8 million. Good morning.
Yeah. Lose their keys.
Lose their keys.
Uh-oh.
That's a great guess.
Got to get the Francesca Battistelli song.
Not lose their keys, but good.
All right, well, it looks like we may have to move this to 8:15 because the guesses are kind of, they're petering out here.
Again, we want to give someone a Jesus Revolution digital download. You can think on it, mull on it a little bit when we come back. Again, on any given day, about 8 million people worldwide will do what?
Hmm. People are trying to Google it, Caleb, and they're coming up empty.
That makes me happy.
Francesca Battistelli on Whip. Trivia part two right now.
Yes, indeed. We are trying to give away a Jesus Revolution digital download. Again, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible, and we can send this again via email anywhere throughout the WIB listening area. So everybody is welcome to call in. 715-723-2555. Remember, you got to call into the on-air line. Texts and Facebook posts are great, but not what we'll get right now when we're live on the air. So 715-723-2555. Our question, on any given day around the world, approximately 8 million people do this. So about 8 million people on any given day do what? 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers so far. Floss, eat a good breakfast, smoke, swim, go to school or college, call in sick to work, shop online, or lose their keys. Not what we're looking for. Again, on any given day, approximately 8 million people around the world do what?
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Janine on Alaska.
Hi, Janine.
Hey, Janine.
Hi, watch Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, I love Wheel of Fortune. I mean, it's not what we're looking for. No, it's not.
Summer.
I'm sorry. I just really love Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry to get excited, get your hopes up.
Thanks.
Please call back, Janine.
Thanks for listening in the Cooley region.
Such a good show.
Good morning, WWIB.
Put on their shoes.
Put on their shoes.
Good guess.
Not put on their shoes.
Here's the thing. I told you this question yesterday. I forgot what the answer is.
Oh.
So, that's it's one of the blessings of aging. Hi, WWIB.
Hi.
What's your guess?
Is it sneezing?
That's a good one.
It is a good guess, but not what we're looking for.
723-2555. What's your guess?
Is it running?
Hmm. 8 million out of about 8 billion rather people go running on any given day.
No.
Nope, not going running. Try again. 715-723-2555.
At what point will we try a hint, Caleb? At 8:45?
Probably.
We're getting into these multi-part giveaways. Hi, WWIB.
Getting a speeding ticket?
Oh. Getting a speeding ticket. Great guess.
Sorry.
But not the answer. Try again, though.
I've gotten too many of those, but I've been a good boy. I got to tell you, it's almost 5 years now, Caleb, since I got one.
Wow.
Now, 2 years I wasn't driving at all because I was in Liberia, but still. Hi, WWIB.
Hi. Is it oversleep?
Oversleep. Yeah, oversleeping in and oversleeping.
No.
Not what we're looking for. On any given day, approximately 8 million people worldwide do what?
Good morning.
Take a shower.
Take a shower, not take a shower.
That's a little sad if that's the case. So
call us back. Try again. Trying to give away a Jesus Revolution digital movie download for you and yours.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it take a nap?
Is it take a nap? It is not take a nap, but I am a proud member of Nap Nation. I love taking naps.
They're just amazing how much refreshment you can get in 10 to 15 minutes.
Yes.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your belief here? Your guess.
Is it oversleep?
Oversleep.
We just had that one guess. Do you want to try a bonus guess here?
How about ride a bus?
Ride a bus. Good thinking on your feet. Not what we're looking for, but yeah, sometimes it's not easy if you have one guess in mind and have to suddenly come up with another one. So
yeah, good
job.
Hi, a couple more guesses. Hi.
Is it pray?
Is it pray?
Boy,
it's
not gonna
pray, but I sure hope it's more than 8 million people.
I'm not going to wrong answer buzzer you on pray, though. That would feel
thank
mean.
You for that.
Good morning, WWIB. Hello?
Approximately 8 million people on any given day around the world do what? What do you think? 715-723-2555.
All right. They're not going to answer. Good morning, WWIB.
Call your parents.
Call your parents. Good to call your parents. Stay in touch, but not call your parents.
Hi, WWIB.
Is it drink enough water?
Oh, I like the way you're thinking.
8 million drink enough water, but no.
But no, nope.
Hi, WWIB. Last couple guesses here before we go back to music.
I'm going to go totally random, and is it call into a radio station?
that would be hilarious if that was the answer. But no, not call into a radio station.
Brian.
But thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, WWIB.
How about, like, hit a deer or an animal?
Oh, hit something with your car. Or I guess you could run into one if you're really fast. No, though.
Okay, we got nothing this time. All right, we're going to pick it up again after 8:45 here on WWIB.
Class of 2023, the dictionary defines happiness as
Joseph Cheesecake.
Remember, this is the first day of the rest of your life.
So eat cheesecake.
All of the places you'll go.
Like Joseph Cheesecake.
Over 450 flavors of cheesecakes, plus bread, sticky rolls, macarons, donuts, scones, cream puffs, even cheesecake ice cream, all made fresh in-house daily. Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes, Park Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Caleb, it sounded like you said over 450 flavors of cheesecakes. Is that even possible?
Yeah, and again, not all stocked at the same time, but that is kind of the library of cheesecakes that he can create. But all the time, if you follow Joseph's Cheesecake on Facebook, he'll say, oh, I had a customer saying, can you make such and such? And then that just adds to the repertoire that he's able to make. Incredible.
It is incredible. And they are the best. Tuesday trivia as the stumping goes on here on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's part three.
Now, what we are trying to give away on this Tuesday trivia, and the number to call is 715-723-2555. We're trying to give away to one of you a digital download of the incredible film Jesus Revolution. 50 million plus at the box office, now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. And so we want to send you a digital download anywhere you might be, as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, anywhere throughout the WIB listening area, we can email this code right to you. Jesus Revolution, a digital copy, if you can get this correct. 715-723-2555. Around the world, approximately 8 million people do this each day. So on any given day, approximately 8 million people worldwide do what? On any given day, approximately 8 million people around the world do what? 715-723-2555. Here are all the incorrect answers. It is not floss. It is not eat a good breakfast, smoke, swim, go to school or college, call in sick to work, shop online, lose their keys, watch Wheel of Fortune, put on their shoes, sneeze, go running, get a speeding ticket, oversleep, take a shower, take a nap, ride a bus, pray, call their parents, drink enough water, call into a radio show, or hit a deer or other animal. Those are all incorrect. But again, around the world on any given day, approximately 8 million people do what? 715-723-2555.
All right. This listener's been waiting. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Barron, Wisconsin, and change of flat tire.
Change of flat tire. Good guess. Thank you for calling in from Barron. Not change of flat tire. Call back, though. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what do you think it is?
Hi, is it go out to eat?
Go out to eat. Good guess.
Another good guess.
Not going out to eat. Around 8 million people around the world do this on any given day.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mary from Ridgeland.
Hey, Mary.
How about convert to Christ?
Oh, sure, sure.
Except that'd be Christ, fantastic.
That would be wonderful. Man.
I used to hear 10,000 people a day were converting in China for many years.
No, that's not what we're looking for, but thank you for calling in, Mary from Ridgeland.
I did not wrong answer buzzer her on that. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. What do you think it is?
Good morning. Would it be use email?
Use email. No. I use email, but thank you. Try again, 723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Dave. I'm calling from Weston.
Hey, Dave from Weston.
My guess would be break a bone.
Oh, ouch. A million people break a bone. That's a very well thought out and thought through answer.
That's not it. I've never broken a bone. Good morning, WWIB.
Good morning. Is it drink coffee?
It is not drink coffee, but thank you. See, now I'm thinking about this whole thing about breaking a bone because I've never been diagnosed with a broken bone, but I'm pretty sure I did once.
Is that right?
But that's a whole nother story.
That is another story. Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your guess?
Is it mail a letter?
Is it mail a letter? And again, because not as many people doing that is very well thought out, but it's not mail a letter. Again, approximately 8 million people worldwide do this on any given day. Not mail a letter, but again, I'm impressed with the thought behind a lot of these guesses. Just
we've covered a lot of ground from flossing to letter mailing. Good morning. Yes.
Hello, how about leave a voicemail?
Yeah. Because a lot of people just text now. I actually found a feature on my phone. I'm going to get distracted. Found a feature on my phone where you can have the it's called Bixby on my Android, and you can have people, it'll automatically answer the phone and ask people what they want so you don't have to talk to them.
Wow. There you go.
It's an introvert's dream.
Perfect for an introvert. Good morning.
Tell someone you love them.
Tell someone you love them. Don't buzz him for that.
I won't.
That was good. It's not what we're looking for, but everybody should do that. Hopefully more than 8 million.
Hi, WWIB. What do 8 million people around the world do about every day?
Is it watch a movie?
Watch a movie.
No.
Not watch a movie. I enjoy watching movies. Call back. Try again.
Hi, WWIB.
How about read their Bible?
Read their Bibles.
That's a great Christian radio answer. That's not correct.
Not what we're looking for. Again, approximately 8 million people around the globe do this on any given day.
Running out of time. Good morning. A couple more answers.
Is it die?
Is it die? 8 million people dying each day.
No, that would be a downer. Somebody had to say it. Sponsored by Stokes, Proc & Munn. Good morning, WWIB.
Yes, would it be listening to a CD of Phillips, Craig & Dean?
Yes, thank you, John. No, but thank you.
We got to end on that note.
Yeah, we do. That's got to be in the best of the week.
I hope it got recorded. John, fantastic. I think it did. It made it. But I tell you what, I'm going to take that as a song request for Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
And here's the thing. So Tuesday Trivia Havo, I guess, will now morph into Win It Wednesday. We'll pick this up again approximately 7:15 tomorrow morning. And at some point, we'll give away this Jesus Revolution digital download. I have a lot of incorrect answers to regale you with tomorrow.
Wow, guys, we're trying, but for 2 weeks in a row, we've carried over the contest from one day to another here on WWIB.